This is John Batchelor, conversation with Shabbos Kestenbaum, a student at the Harvard Divinity School, about the harassment that he and his colleagues have suffered since the October 7th outrage on the campus at Harvard University. What recourse? And Shabbos explains he's bringing a lawsuit against the university for two parts. One, the adequate education is not forthcoming because of the intimidation that is ongoing. And two, there is not adequate security on Harvard campus. And in conversation with the administration, he's not received any confidence. He's not found any confidence that the administration is going to provide either of those in future without being pushed. So he explains the lawsuit. He certainly explains the conditions. This is surprising. It's ongoing. It's not just about this congressional hearing or that president. It's an atmosphere at the Harvard campus that is bizarre to me, unacceptable, certainly to all of us. Here's Shabbos Kestenbaum.
Sure. So the lawsuit, as you rightly pointed out, really was our last recourse. It's not something we wanted to do. We wanted to work with the administration from day one, but they have either been unwilling or unable to work with us, and thus we have this lawsuit. So our goals are sort of twofold. Number one, Harvard, as most universities, especially those that receive federal dollars, has obligations under Title VI of the Civil Rights Act. Those obligations mean that minority groups, Jewish students being part of that, cannot be discriminated against. And the hatred, the discrimination, and the bigotry that Jewish students have experienced almost on a daily basis on college campuses, and in particular at Harvard University, have made this lawsuit, unfortunately, a necessity. So part one is really making sure that Harvard fulfills those federal obligations. And part two is Harvard itself has school policies and has a code of conduct. When I give them my tuition dollars, I engage in a contract whereby I give them the money, and they provide me an educational experience and to some degree, a minimal degree of safety. And they've reneged on both parts of that. They have diminished our educational opportunities. For example, as you just mentioned, having been verbally accosted almost on a daily basis to globalize terrorism against Jewish people. And they have not disciplined the students who are engaged in anti-Semitism.
More of this later.